Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A little house cleaning here. Head up on a website, therealside.com, okay? If you're not already in the email list, there's a place there to sign up for the email list. I don't inundate you with stuff. I send one email a week out to give you an idea who's going to be on, topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of thing. Other than that, you know, you don't have to take it. You don't have to. You can unsubscribe, as they say. I mean, you can do whatever you want to do. I'm not going to force you to be there. Heck, I don't want you to do anything you don't want to do. You know, I have been asking this question for so long, and you guys have been listening to me for quite some time. You know this is a true statement. I've been asking the question, like, why do we listen to celebrities? Why do you give them, so much power? I guess the word would be so much power. Why do you give them so much power? I do not understand. I mean, think about what they do for a living. I mean, I don't want to demean professionals. I know some of them are very good at doing what they do, which is basically they lie for a living, right? They get you to believe that there's somebody they're not. Look, I really grew up in the hood, all right? I grew up in the city of Boston. I grew up in a time when the mafia was in Boston, and I knew what those guys were like. Okay? I'm not going to tell you I wasn't afraid of them by any stretch of the imagination. Do you really think that the Pacinos of the world, any of those, you really think that they have the spine, in all sincerity, to stand up to these guys? Or that they would actually be that tough? I'm sorry. I'm not there with you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. So I told you Brad Stein's coming out with me. I thought I'd play a little clip of his about being offended by the truth. And he did this years ago. So he has been on top of this pretty much before anybody else has been. Take a listen.
Well, you're a Christian man. You're not supposed to offend people. Let me tell you, I'll rephrase that just a bit, my brothers and sisters. I am not allowed to maliciously offend people. I'm not allowed to think of myself better or superior or be a racist or be a bigot. That's absolutely true. It's a beautiful part of my religious belief. But if you are offended by the truth, that's your problem. Not to speak the truth because it might hurt your feelings. For crying out loud, the truth is supposed to hurt. That's how it lets you know you don't got it. I always speak the truth. That's all I got. For crying out loud, but this whole idea of oppressing us, people hurting our feelings, is arbitrary. People just don't even have to have an argument anymore. They just say, you've hurt my feelings. You know how you stop political correctness? You stop doing it. Somebody says, you hurt my feelings. You say, I don't care. Game over. I win. Because if they're offended by truth, that's not your obligation. Let me tell you something, how arbitrary it was. There was a school in Washington that wanted to celebrate Halloween for all their children. And so they said, come home, come back to elementary school, and wear all of your costumes. But, girls, you can't wear a costume dressed like a witch. Do you know why they didn't let them do that? Because there's a woman from the local Wicca chapter that was offended by the stereotype. you're getting offended because you're a witch? Who cares? You should be outraged about you people. You go around poisoning apples. You try to throw Hansel and Gretel in an oven. You got warts all over yourself. You cast spells on people. You ride around on broomsticks. If anybody should be offended in this country, it's a witch. And by the way, if I offend you and you're a witch, I don't know. Isn't there a potion for that? Maybe some rutabaga, some I am nude, put it in a cauldron, drink it all up. Because I'm thinking, if you can think and control nature with incantations, you'd have bigger fish to fry than being offended by a six-year-old in striped socks and a pointed hat trying to score a Kit Kat bar on Halloween, you dork. Put a helmet on!
And this is what happened. We have gotten so afraid of what goes on out there that you're going to offend somebody. You know what? They don't care. Let me clue you in on something here. They don't care if they offend you. I have seen more stuff, even recently on Facebook, somebody put up a picture of Jesus on the cross, bleeding from his hands, from his head, from his feet. And the meme said, yep, he broke the law too. Okay, really? Is that really what happened? And we're okay with offending Christians. That's all right. We don't, because we're not violent like that. It was okay to put Jesus on the cross upside down in a bottle of urine and call it what? Anybody remember? Art. Seriously. And what do my Christian friends say? Now, I'm not saying you go to war, but don't get me wrong. But what do my Christian friends say? Well, that's not what we're supposed to do, brother. We're supposed to simply preach the gospel. Okay, so Jesus was wrong when he tore the temple up. The merchant area of the temple up. Right? And some of you guys, I love it. You've actually written me emails saying, well, Joe, you don't really understand. See, they were making a profit on selling things that were supposed to be sacrificed to God. No. Read and understand what was going on. These things weren't real. They were blemished. They were supposed to be unblemished. Okay? They truly were a bunch of thieves. But see, we can't get that far because the left is done. You know, we're working towards, I think we already have, a gender-neutral Bible now. I mean, what is wrong with us? Why are we so afraid? Now, Brad Stein's coming on after the break, and he doesn't know this. I'll tell him when he comes on. But, you know, he lit me up years ago with one line. When I saw him at an event, he said, where are the warriors? Where are the warriors for God? I'm going to ask him that question, if he's found any. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Realside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There is truly a lot happening up there. And if you're one of those guys that hates emails, I hate emails. But if you're one of those guys that hate emails and you just want to be alerted for the show, you want to get a text alert, you can always just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. All right, I want to get my next guest on. I don't want to waste his time. You know, I've been asked the same question for years, right? Why do we listen to celebrities? Why do we give them any credence? And he may not agree with me, but my attitude is they lie for a living, right? They get you to believe that they're somebody they're not, and then they get full of themselves because sometimes they really believe that they're that person. And that's how we lose, at least this is how I see it, that's how we're losing this quote-unquote culture war, because all these young kids that grew up wanting their 15 minutes of fame and wanting to be like somebody who isn't real or doesn't exist, they're the ones we're fighting against today. But This guy, he doesn't know it yet, I'm going to tell him now, but he had a very a profound moment for me in my life when, and it still rattles around in my head. He did a prayer breakfast with me years and years and years ago when I actually had black hair. Anyway, he did a prayer breakfast with me, and the question he asked is, where are the warriors? Where are the warriors for God? Not that you can do something for God, but we're expected to go out there and speak the word, put the word out there, and be brave like warriors. And it's stuck with me ever since, and I can't get it out of my head. And it's the same mantra I use with other people that I work with on a regular basis. Brad Stein joins me, known as God's Comic. And, again, you got to check him out on YouTube. His channel is Brad Stein Has Issues. And I can tell you, yeah, he's got a few, let me tell you. But we'll deal with that later on. Brad, you should call him Monday night when I have the doctor on. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm always doing great, Joe. I love that you are, in fact, a warrior. You certainly don't have to ever apologize for that. You're doing the hard work in the hard place in the most dichotomous, if that's even a word, and I guess any word's a word if you choose to make it one, because words come from nowhere. But the most odd state in the country, because it's this beautiful, amazing, pound for pound, I've been in all 50 states. It's the best single state as far as what it offers of any state is California, but it is so ridiculously off the rails. It's pretend, like it's a silly sitcom that they're putting out there so that people can laugh and say, what are they going to do next time on this next crazy episode? But true, and it's what we have been experiencing. And 2020 just kind of wrapped it all up and saying, you want to know what the wheels look like when they come off? How about if the rails come off? How about if the wheel? How about the axle comes out? The engine explodes? I mean, 2020 has been something else. But you, my brother, have been a warrior in a difficult front lines. So good. God bless you. I'm proud to be with you anytime, man. You want to talk to me?
You know, it's funny. You've, like a sitcom. I'm thinking soap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, every time you turn around, there's another twist, turn California. My God, the laws that they're coming out with here, it's just amazing. And I said earlier, maybe this is unchristian of me, but I have no sympathy for the people in California anymore, Chicago, or even New York, to keep voting these people back in, Brad. I mean, seriously, and the New York legislature, you've already been through this probably, the New York legislature, I mean, made up of a lot of Catholics and a lot of Christians, supposedly, along with Jews, applauded themselves when they passed the bill that would allow you to kill children after they were born.
I mean, it's gone beyond, it's, for me, just an example, because there's so many, examples that you don't even have to try to come up with absurdity. But one that I have loved the most, not the most, but it's just one that's so interesting to me, was the gender scenario where the boys were allowed to now run as girls in sports. And of course they annihilate the poor little girls who've been working hard all these years, and suddenly a guy says, "You're not a girl today," and blows them out of the water. And I say to people, and I guess I'm piggybacking off of what you said about maybe this isn't Christian, but I say to people, I love this. I hope that my dream is within 3 or 4 years, every girl's sport is just guys. As girls, that is, I would think that's the greatest thing. And the reason is, I feel sorry for the girls, is because I want them to feel the full weight of their philosophy. This is what it looks like. I want you to see the absurdity. I want you to see the absolute destruction of reality. I want you to feel it existentially. I want you to see the wheels spin as you're confused from feminism to there is no feminism to because there's no feminine to there is nothing. We can't even call you you're transphobic. You don't let the boy run. So we just lost the girls who we used to defend because they were part of the feminist movement. It's such a soup of idiocy that I want it to keep going in those areas because there would have to come the bottom where there is, as they say in the addicted, sir, there's that moment of clarity. Where they go, we got to do something because this has gone We're in absurdity land, and there's no way out unless we just put the brakes on. Which is another reason why Donald Trump was such a great president for the last 4 years, because he just didn't play any of these games, any of the rules, and he exposed things without being anything but himself. He exposed everybody, their little machine, suddenly went haywire. They were beside themselves trying to figure out why doesn't he fall for the old ploys that have always censored and stifled and shut up and destroyed everybody else that ever disagreed with us, because we'd simply say you're offensive, you're phobic, you're whatever they want to use to slander us, and everybody would self-censor. I'm sorry, don't want to be that. And they just corroded inside out because there were no warriors. Because they didn't stand up and say, no, you don't get to call. I don't give you permission to decide that I've offended you because I disagree with you. You don't get permission to tell me that I have to apologize. I'm not going to. That's on you. And those simple ideas is the one thing 4 years ago when, you know, Trump was about to become the Republican candidate. And nobody knew what he was going to do. We didn't know if he was going to be good. No, most of us, I don't know about you, weren't planning on voting for him, you know, initially. We didn't think he'd get the nominated. But he did that one thing that I even said, and this isn't a pat on my back, it's just, you know me, this is what I've been putting down political correctness for years. And I said it in one of my routines. How do you stop political correctness? You don't do it. There's no legal ramifications to have to behave, you know, with political correctness. You simply say, you know, you've offended me, and I say, well, I don't care.
We got to go for a break, because you and I both believe in capitalism. Unless you're cutting checks, I got to pay for the show. But Amen. The best compliment that man ever got is he's not presidential. And I'll explain that inside the break. We'll be back in a minute. Show me senior host. Back with Brad Stein. Don't go anywhere.
Sorry, man. I got on.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
President Trump on Tuesday has instructed Republicans to pause negotiations on a coronavirus stimulus package until after the election, instructing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full-time on getting nominee Amy Coney Barrett approved to the U.S. Supreme Court. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin confirming the president has walked away from discussions. The president tweeting that negotiations would resume after the election, at which time, he says, a bill would be passed to support small businesses and hardworking Americans. Also late Tuesday, several senior Pentagon officials have been moved into quarantine. This after exposure to coronavirus by the Coast Guard's vice commandants. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says the second debate should be canceled if President Trump still has COVID. And the Houston Texans fired head coach GM Bill O'Brien, going 0-4 for the first time since 2008. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
She kissed me.
Jones, senior host, always a pleasure
like
to have you.
855-REAL-JOE,
855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And you know what? I never have the darn... Oh, no, there it is. Okay. You know, I know some of you, most of you listen to my radio and you can't see this, but I have a mask. And the mask says, Trump 2020, keeping us safe and great. Now, I live in California. Can you imagine how that goes over? But actually, it goes over a lot better than you think. So, anyway, if you live in a state where they're mandating masks, if they're forcing you to do something, force them to do something. Force them to look at the name they can't stand. And I love it when I go into some of these places and they're looking at me, and you could tell under their mask that they're snarling at me. But I get a lot of thumbs up from people. I have a shirt that says, Stand for America. That's all it says. And I'm telling you, and I just wish more people were gutsy enough to say, where do I get that shirt? Where do I get that mask? And I have a few do it. But, you know, why are we afraid? We shouldn't be afraid. I know somebody who's not afraid. I'm going to bring him on right now, Brad Stein. He's never afraid. If you watch him on YouTube, you've seen him out and about, you know there's very little. I don't think there's anything I've seen you shy away from, Brad. Is there anything you won't touch? Well, you won't talk about?
No, I don't think there's, I mean, the problem is, you know, trying, you know, look, I always say there's a difference between compromise and strategize. So I can't compromise my faith. I'm not going to compromise my perspective as far as America goes. I think it's the greatest nation the world has ever known based on the founding fathers and the original Constitution. I don't know what it's become. But as far as what got us here and the methods by which it did and us trying to grow and change and tweak, you know, along the way. I mean, what do you expect from a first country in history to let the people be the rulers, and not go anarchy and French Revolution style. So we, have done an amazing thing. And so I'm not going to, why would I apologize or be fearful of that? But by the same token, it's like, you know, as a Christ follower, you know, if the message of Jesus is simply the single most important story in human history, it is God came to earth. I really hear. You get to see me existentially. I died, rose again. This isn't a cult. This is legit. You can know God. Everything the atheists complained never happened, happened, and we recorded it. And so that's an important question. But, Joe, if nobody's listening, if nobody hears it, it's still irrelevant. And it's the most important story there is. So sometimes you do have to be careful about being wise about how you communicate, you know, especially me as a comic. You know, I'm on Facebook and I'm on Twitter and YouTube. Well, I'm a conservative and a Christian. You know, we know they get censored all the time, blacklisted or the whatever they call it, the blackballing thing or, you know, shadow banning.
Yeah, shadow banning, that kind of stuff. Yep.
So you know that's happening. But my thing has always been, how can I be wise and artistic in trying to find a back door to get this information in there so people don't see it coming and then it's too late. Once it's hit their ears, it's too late. They've had to deal with it. So I've always tried to be brave in that regard, but not stupid and not titillating. I didn't try to just be shocking. That's an easy way to go, but it doesn't necessarily communicate anything of value to me. So, you know, there's a lot of thought that goes into the comedy that I would use. The documentaries I've been in, that they had to stand for something that I would. When I did a documentary called Boycott This, which was exposing the BDS movement against Israel, well. Mm-hmm. Went to Israel and interviewed folks, and we had bodyguards because they play for real. We'll kill you so quick it doesn't even think about it. So that's scary because you're like, holy crap, at least in America you can play tough guy, but more than likely you're not going to get shot. Even the people that get death threats, when does it ever pan out? Right? Have you ever heard? I'm getting death threats. Like, they never get shot. Never happen. Ever does it happen? Because if you really want to kill somebody, you're not going to say, "Hey, just letting you know, a couple days, I'm coming in." You know, if you really wanted to kill somebody, you wouldn't let them know it was coming. But
wait a minute. You gloss over stuff really quick here. I want people to understand something. They've got to check you out on YouTube because when you're telling these stories, when you're doing your comedy, you know, you do one and, you know, we're always explaining to people that we are above the animals. Okay. God didn't put the animals above us. All right. They're for all intents and purposes, they're there to serve us. They're not there for us to mistreat because that's what people are always saying, but it's not true. But you do a whole bit about why they're lower than us. You talk about, you know, I don't know what his name was, Herman at the watering hole, and how they all left him there because he was crippled. But the way you lay it out, in the humorous way that you do it, it's not a joke. It's true, but it's funny because it's so true, and we don't think of it that way. So you drive the point home, this is why they're below us. And I'm telling people, they need to go get that so they understand truly how this is laid out. You know, God has a sense of humor. I say, just look in the mirror, everybody, you'll see it.
Well, that was in Put a Helmet On, which is kind of the album that launched me, the first one I ever did in the Christian market to that degree. And that was actually shot at Thomas Grove Baptist Church. So I was actually in front of the late Jerry Falwell and his wife in the front row at that. So just to show you, talk about dangerous. And he was the one that let me go. But I'm just saying, you wouldn't expect that to be a guy that's open to some kind of unorthodox approach. But he was fairly, you know, actually sophisticated when it came to the arts and letting Christians do things that he didn't do, and he knew he didn't know how. But he figured, if this guy reaches people that I don't know how to, I should support him. Which is another big problem in America, is the lack of ecumenicalism. So without Christians and churches, look, we're going to have different denominations, and people think, oh, that's terrible. And I never thought it worked. I thought denominations to me is like a buffet. It's like, I happen to like the deviled eggs, you don't, but you like the broccoli thing, and I like the, well, there's nothing wrong with having different tastes. If this type of high church helps you get to God, go to that. If you like the charismatic guy and that helps you get to God, go to that. Who cares? The problem wasn't that we have different flavors and tastes and ways that we communicate. The problem was when we wouldn't say, now when it comes to the essentials, we have to be together on this.
Yep.
We have to be together on these principles of our faith, and to defend each other and protect each other as we move forward, which is what the original First Church had to do when people try to allege that they were socialists because they sold everything and gave to each other. No, they had no options. They'd lost their heritage because they couldn't go back to the temple, so their Jewishness no longer was accepting of them. Rome wanted nothing to do with them. They were just to stay out of our way, don't get in, or we'll stab you. And so they had to defend themselves and protect themselves and watch over themselves because they didn't have any other, you know, there was no safety net. No welfare.
No.
Figured out. So that was the difference. But it certainly wasn't socialism.
But the other stuff that you do is you bring things to the forward. Like, you know, I joke about the celebrity thing because I do talk about that a lot on the show. And from a secular standpoint, I say to people, why do you give them so much credit? Because they have a microphone? Because they make millions of dollars? What puts them in a position of authority for you? Now, if you're a Christian, I really don't understand why you would do things. Why would you dress up your daughter and send her out like in a Beyonce dress doing the pelvic thrusts because you want her to be that much seen by everybody? Where does that line up with your biblical thoughts? How did we get down this road?
Well, it's the Roman circus, right? It's this idea of, you know, I mean, it's all kind of spelled out, Jeff. I mean, look at American Idol, right? It says in its title, American Idol. You literally are saying we are going to give you fellow human beings who, because they can sing better than you, or because they can act better than you, or whatever their talent is, you will idolize them, which means you will give a deity-like deification upon them, which is the way that the entertainment world works. Think about this. If I'm doing comedy, for example, I'm up on a stage, so I'm like 6 feet higher than you, so I'm this giant. I have an amplified voice because I have a microphone, so I have this powerful voice that can overtake all of you. I have special lighting on me to illuminate me as though I'm some sort of god. You are lowering the lights in your area, so you are being diminished and brought into a much more subservient level. I am saying that you're laughing. I'm controlling you, so to speak, and then I'm getting this group of strangers to find a cohesiveness, and I'm directing them like an orchestra leader. There's the oboe, there's the fiddle. They all don't know each other, but when this is over, they're all going to laugh in harmony together. You are literally, in all entertainment, you are created through the aesthetics to be a god, to be a godlike figure, to be bigger, better, more amazing. No access, by the way. You can't go meet them, can't go talk to them. You got to come.
Oh, yeah. Just enough. Okay, look, we got to go for break again. There's that godforsaken music. But when we come back, you talk to a lot of churches, and there's a lot of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. I want to know how they take your humor, because your humor is well-pointed, well-directed, and it really does have a message. Show us in your host, listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're going to miss out. Really.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to.
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Do 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 do.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can, sign up for text alerts. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And Brad doesn't know it yet. Let me bring him on. Brad Stein joins me, also known as God's Comic, and you check him out on YouTube. Brad Stein has issues, and you know. Brad, I have been giving away a DVD over the last few weeks. I've given away two of them now. And it's something to do with defending the Constitution without shooting anybody. And I have a complaint. You know, Rick won't answer me. Why did you take the fun out of it without shooting anybody? I mean, that's what they did at the beginning, right?
Well, you know, that's only the California version. All the rest of real America, we get to have our guns.
Yeah. And I saw you in Independence Hall, and I realized they replaced everything with replicas of the real thing because they were worried. Obviously very worried.
They were very, yes. I was in bubble wrap. If I'm not, and they had electric fencing around me. That was amazing because, you know, when you go to the there's a big difference between saying, you know, when Thomas Jefferson said this, and when somebody says, you know, when Thomas Jefferson was at the Constitutional Convention when he was sitting, well, right there. You're like, what? It just seems pretty amazing. And the chair that's up there was Washington's chair. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a reminder of who we were and what these men went through and what they what were willing to literally give. Sacrifice everything for this idea, this creed. Nothing had ever been done like this in human history, that we were built on a creed and had used this Judeo-Christian concept that we are all human, made in God's image. And they did it, man. They pulled it off. And God bless, I mean, who could have thought what they were going to be able to do? And yet, you go to the New England now, and it's the most secular. You know, it's like, it's just so sad to me. And yet, I'm not giving up, man. I believe in a third great awakening. Why can't we just believe God is going to do something so fascinating, so out of the box? And you know what, Joe? With 2020, maybe that's what he's saying is just, like, buckle up, guys. Because everything has gone so ridiculous. If this was a script, you'd say, guys, it's unbelievable. You've got to make this more believable. This is ridiculous.
I am not a prophet, but I wrote a piece like 4 years ago, When Right is Wrong and Wrong is Right. And it had to do with all this gender stuff and everything else that was going on and what people were getting away with. I'm going, my God, you know, I think this is in Revelations, people. Hello? Anybody home? I mean, pay attention here. Well, let me ask you a question.
I'm always careful to not associate where America is with Revelation, because that's a very typical, and I always reference American Christianity, because this is my territory I'm responsible for, as are you, because this is where we were born. So obviously we have cis other Christians in other places who are going through torment or whatever. But I'm American, so my first responsibility, I think, is for the territory I was in. So
agreed.
This area, I care about my country, and especially because it was built on Judeo-Christian concepts. So why wouldn't I be proud? That's my lineage. My people before me died for this and fought for this and were courageous for this and stood alone for this. And so that's why I had no option but to do that. And truly, you know, you learn something, because there's so much at stake, especially with this election. There's so much at stake, and so many people that used to ignore the signs of what was happening to America and the leftism, mm-hmm. and the Marxism that was just drilling through our culture.
Yeah, but you heard it a lot of times, Brad, like I did, which was, you know, oh, that'll never happen here. We're too woke, or we're too smart for that, or we're too educated. That happens in third world countries.
Of course. Well, but it was always interesting to me, because one of the things I was always curious about was, how are they going to subvert the First Amendment, especially the first line, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion or forbidding free exercise thereof. And I thought, that is so crystal clear. Mm. How are they ever going to be able to beat that? I don't understand. And most church and state religious liberty suits have been won by the religious people. And so I thought, I don't know how they can ever get beyond this thing. And then the LGBTQ rights came into place. And they said, and I started hearing this phrase a number of years ago, and I knew something was wrong when they were saying, well, I'm not going to let you use religion as a smokescreen for bigotry.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that.
That phrase, I go, oh, that's how they're going to do it. They're going to now make my religious belief bigotry, thus it doesn't fit the category of protection under religious liberties, because it's not really religion. It's just bigotry. I go, you devious little jerks.
Well, look who their father is, right? But, you know, you get down to, you can't tell me who to love, right? I mean, and love is love. That was a commercial they were running. Love is love, and you can't tell me who to love. And now in California, they're trying to make pedophilia a sexual orientation because, you know, you can't tell me who to love, right? I mean, God is love. So
well, and you know, you talked about Brad Sanger's issues, and I might as well put a little plug in there if you guys are interested in what I do. I lift up God and country and tear down political correctness because I want to watch political correctness die in my lifetime. But I want to watch it suffer. So if you're interested in me, go to BradSanger.com or Brad Sanger has issues on and subscribe on YouTube so I can make more. But one of the episodes was on Define Your Terms, because that's the other problem we have is love sounds good. It's like, well, wait a minute. Yeah, we all agree with that, but you have to tell me what love means. Does love mean there are no parameters? Does love mean there are no rules? Does love mean I can betray you, but you can't get angry because you're supposed to love? Does love mean that I can abuse you, but what difference does it make? That's the way I love people. You've got to decide, what does love mean? Are there limits? Did God put any restrictions on what true love is? Because God is love. His essence is love. If you love at all, it's because you are using the attributes of God, and God punishes. He also says there's a price to pay when you break my commandments. There's love is balanced. And so when you say, who you tell me who to love, it's like, nobody told you who to love. We're talking about the physical connection of what makes a man and a woman unique. That's all we ever said. You know, I can love a man, I loved my father. I didn't have sex with him. I loved my friend. I don't have sex with him. That was the only difference. There was a physical manifestation that we felt was delineated as to the way that God designed the human. Now, if you don't believe that, or you want to subvert that, in America, by the way, you can. You have that right. You have that right to do your thing. But when I say I want to stand for a particular disciplined way of seeing the world, that God, I believe, has actually told humans how to behave. He gave us the rules. Just give me the same dignity you're demanding. This is what I'm going to live by, and yeah, I'm going to fight for it, just like you're fighting for what you want to be true.
Right.
You want to be part of the milieu of this culture and make a law. You know, I that's the problem, is you do not respect my ability to dissent.
And that means exactly right.
You're a bigot.
All right, listen. Before we run out of time, I want to get your thoughts on this. You speak at a lot of churches. You speak at a lot of groups, you know, Christian type of groups. And I've seen your videos, and I know you. I hope they're Christian. I think they are. Anyway, you know, I had an event happen here, and after the event, it had to do with abortion, and we show that movie Unplanned. And I actually had people come up and say, why are you mixing politics with religion? They really thought that abortion is a political thing. So when you go, and some of the things I know you speak about, do you have people from either the other side of the aisle or what have you say to you, hey, you know what, you're a funny guy, but why do you beat on this group? Or why do you have such a negative outlook on this one? Go for it. You've got 2 minutes.
If I've ever had a problem, it is that they would say, well, we don't want you to be political. And I've always said, well, I'm not. I don't know what you mean by political. Again, define your terms. If you mean by political, am I going to get up on stage, do comedy in a church and say, and then vote for Donald Trump or you're going to hell? No, I've never said who to vote for in my life. I've never said be Christians or Republicans. Never said that. Matter of fact, I don't believe. I believe it. All D.C. is corrupt, all of it. The institution, the people in there, but it's corrupt. We've seen that more and more with Trump exposing all this nonsense. But what I have said to them is this. If you're trying to tell me that Christianity shouldn't be married to a party, I'm 100% on board. If you're saying we shouldn't be political and that Christianity, God only loves this type of person, or he doesn't love a Democrat, or he doesn't love a leftist, or he doesn't love somebody that has an abortion, I agree. That's not true. He loves everybody. He puts everybody. I don't talk about politics. I don't call out Hillary Clinton. I don't do that because I'm forbidden to hate people, but I'm commanded to hate ideas that God hates.
Amen.
So what I tell them is I talk about ideas. I talk about culture. This is happening. People get abortion. It happens. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what life is, where, you know, who is this? You know, and I did a joke about, you know, it was an attack on short people because when you're first really short. You're really tiny. So I was just trying to use it, you know, a category distinction for me to tap into the way that they see it with their intersectionality reward points.
You can't use words I can't spell, Brad. It doesn't work out well for me. But listen, we're up against it. People, check out bradstein.com. Bradstein.com. If you're hanging out on YouTube, it's really easy. Brad Stein has issues. Brad, God bless you, man. I love what you do. I always love having you on the show, and you keep up the fight, my friend.
Thanks, bro. I'll be on anytime you want me to.
Okay. Hey, listen, next hour, you know, you're going to hear from a pastor in Los Angeles that's actually fighting the fight. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side. All right, bro, and I mean it. Thank you.